Welcome to Love Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and I am talking about uncertainty that we all face in life. Uncertainty can be anxiety, fear, any form of fear in general. We all face with courage and strength. That's important to have, is strength and courage. Courage helps us to confront it even though we're scared. Now, I confronted a lot of things in my life, and having that part of us that makes us stronger as a person is a powerful thing in general to feel, that pure strength that we have. And I wrote a blog actually about it, so I'll leave a link for you guys to actually have a read of it. And it really talks about how to turn your biggest fear onto your greatest power. Now, we need to look at it in a different light, because the more we see what our fears are, we can find the strength and our courage to overcome them. I've done that myself, and I have faced many negative experiences in my lifetime, from sexual assaults to physical and mental abuse to facing a loved one passing away or a brother who's committed suicide. So I've faced it with courage, and it gives you more strength than you think. I think you can face your fears as well. So let's dive in, eh? Now, fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of that we're just not good enough. Fear is a common current that runs through all of us. And if we let fear in and fear keeps us locked up in the prison of our comfort and prevents us from reaching our true potential. So living in fear causes a double, awful, ugly spot, unfulfilling status. So let's find a way to confront it. Now, COVID-19 has made us all afraid of the virus that is unknown to us. We got to face it with courage, not fear. But there is also a way that fear can serve a valuable purpose to teach us something, help us break through the frustration to achieve the life we truly desire. So if that's what you want, fear can become a tool, finding fulfillment, discovering how to stop living in our fear, or better yet, how to use fear as your ultimate inspiration. So, what can you do? So, the types of fear are so many different types. Fear, anxiety. Now, there's quite a few different types out there of different versions of fear. Chronic fear can be lower, our natural life-saving response. But why am I living in fear? Is a question you need to ask yourself. You know, this is why we look at these pros and cons of it. And signs you're living in fear. Now, perfectionism, settling, procrastination, numbing yourself. Now, numbing yourself is a common one. The more you do drugs and alcohol, numbing yourself because you're afraid to face it with courage is not ideal behavior. It is a bad behavior, and you need to confront these horrible things in life with courage and strength, because it will teach you something. The more you confront these things, the more you become a stronger person and a better person in general. How to stop living in fear? Well, there's multiple ways. You just don't let fear control you. Simple as that. There are many strategies out there to stop living in fear. But from self-care to exercise to seeking professional help, is ideal. So if you want coaching, I'm here for you guys. And facing fear, you're able to discover strategies to overcome, find peace within. So determine that source of your fear is crucial. And recognize that life happens for you, not to you. So, you know, we got to look at pros and cons of that, because we can confront it with courage and strength. Now, stop the excuses. There is not enough time for that kind of crap. Like blame, excuses are defense mechanism we use to avoid facing our problems. So we've got to look at it in a different aspect. Now, four of turning your shoulds into musts. So really, achieving your goals is an absolute must, but I know that can be challenging. But however, the most successful people feel like they're living in fear sometimes. And the difference is that rather than allowing fear to creep in and suck the life out of you, they know the price that they pay if they don't give their goals and visions every ounce of energy and focus. So, you know, if you don't, then yeah, you're stuck in a shitty hole, aren't you? So adopt a growth mindset. Really growing and really having a positive mindset helps. Learn that pain brings valuable insight. There is one successful person in the world who hasn't had to overcome major obstacles. There isn't a single person out there in life. So remember, we are built to adapt. So embrace your inner strength and use each experience as a tool to help you learn and grow from it. And what you really must have in life is you're facing painful experiences or feel ready to give into your fear. Picture someone you admire who has faced many negative things in life. They wouldn't have achieved them, and they now have, without learning how can you get through it without confronting fear. So practice self-care, being more caring towards yourself. Meditation, self-care habits every day helps our anxiety disorder. And adopt an abundance mindset. Having this positive mind helps us to get through it. The key is to unlocking the stop living in fear. You can do this by keeping gratitude journal and visualization. So give it a go and see what happens. Be fully present with yourself, being in a better mindset and behavior. Know that failure is inevitable. We gotta actually face it with courage. Now, strength plan, I have a link if you want to download that. It would be helpful for you in that situation. I hope this actually helps you guys to actually create the version of yourself that you want to overcome uncertainty and fear with courage. I hope this serves you, and I will catch up with you guys on the next episode. Thanks for joining me.